Hey everyone, welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be talking about something pretty amazing.
Yeah.
How a communication framework called IMA can really make a difference for autistic individuals and their families.
Yeah.
And we've got kind of a really cool mix of sources for this deep dive.
Yeah.
We've got some testimonials, expert insights, and even some real-world examples that chart how IMA is making a positive impact, like on a global scale.
Yeah. What's really interesting is the number of people we're talking about here.
Yeah.
We're talking over 75 million people globally with autism.
Yeah.
And when you start to consider their families,
wow,
this is huge.
Yeah. It really underscores the need for tools like IMA that can help foster understanding and better communication.
Yeah.
For those who might not be familiar with IMA,
uh-huh.
essentially IMA categorizes people into four communication styles,
okay.
each represented by a color. Red, yellow, blue, and green.
I see.
Now you might be thinking, okay, colors.
Feathers.
How does this help?
Yeah. How does that work?
But the magic really happens when you start to understand how these colors actually translate into real-world interactions.
Exactly. Imagine a family where you've got, like, a high red parent who's very direct and action-oriented.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to communicate with their high blue autistic child.
Yeah.
Who's more kind of emotionally sensitive and needs a gentler approach.
Yeah.
Without understanding these underlying communication styles, it's so easy to see how misunderstandings and frustration can arise.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole.
Exactly.
You mentioned high red and high blue.
Yeah.
Can you unpack what those terms actually mean?
Sure. So within each of those colors, mm-hmm. you have varying intensities.
Okay.
So a high red individual would embody those characteristics of that color more strongly than somebody who is a low red.
Okay.
So high reds, for example, they're known for their directness.
Okay.
They drive to achieve results and their natural leadership qualities.
So it's not just about identifying with a color.
Right.
But understanding those nuances within that color.
Exactly. It's recognizing the spectrum within each of the communication styles.
I see.
And one of the sources that we looked at really brings this to life was Robert's story.
Uh-huh.
He talked about feeling like an outsider in his own family.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't until he discovered IMA that he realized it wasn't about him being autistic.
Yeah.
It was about the clash of communication styles within his family.
Interesting.
His high yellow personality, which is full of energy and enthusiasm,
mm-hmm.
wasn't really meshing well with his high blue mother and brother, who are much more emotionally focused.
Interesting.
Or his high red father, who was very direct and task oriented.
So it sounds like IMA gave him like a framework to understand those differences.
Yeah.
And hopefully communicate better with his family.
Yeah.
It's not about trying to change who anyone is.
Right.
But rather, you know, speaking each other's language, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And we're seeing this play out in incredibly positive ways, not just in families, but also in educational settings.
Oh, wow.
Like DISC, the Digital Independent Specialist College, where IMA is being integrated to support autistic students.
That's the college where Andy Lovett is the CEO.
Yeah.
Right. And Ashley Baroda, the IMA practitioner, who's doing some fantastic work there as well.
Absolutely. Andy and Ashley are both so passionate about creating a more inclusive and supportive environment for autistic students. And IMA is a key part of that.
That's great.
We've got some really inspiring stories from DISC about how IMA is helping students thrive, both academically and socially.
Can you give us an example?
Absolutely. One story that really stood out was about a high green student who was struggling in a classroom led by high yellow teachers.
Interesting.
High greens crave structure and predictability,
okay.
while high yellows are naturally more spontaneous and energetic, and this mismatch was causing a lot of stress for the student. So once the teachers understood his needs through the lens of IMA, they were able to adjust their teaching approach, creating a much more structured and predictable learning environment where he could thrive.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's really amazing how something as simple as understanding communication styles can have such a profound impact.
Yeah.
It's not about, putting people in boxes or labeling them.
Right.
It's about recognizing these fundamental differences.
Exactly.
In how we all kind of interact with the world.
And that's really where the power of IMA lies.
Yeah.
In its ability to empower individuals like this high green student.
Yeah.
To advocate for their own needs.
Absolutely. So it's about giving people the tools
yeah.
and the language to say like,
uh-huh.
hey, this is how I learn best.
Right.
Or this is what I need to feel comfortable and supported.
Exactly.
You know, that's incredibly empowering.
And when you think about it, 75 million autistic individuals worldwide,
yeah.
that empowerment can translate into a massive positive shift in how they're perceived and supported.
Well, absolutely.
Not just in education, but in all areas of life.
And that brings us back to Ashley Baroda's work at DIC.
Yes.
He's using IMA not just to help students academically,
right.
but to prepare them for fulfilling careers.
That's right. Ashley is really passionate about helping these students identify career paths that really align with their strengths and communication styles.
Okay.
For instance, he's found that high reds, they often thrive in entrepreneurial roles.
Makes sense.
Where they can take charge and make decisions.
Uh-huh.
Whereas high greens excel in areas that require like meticulous attention to detail.
Okay.
Such as accounting or data analysis.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's about finding that right fit, you know,
right.
the environment where their natural abilities can shine.
Exactly. And it's not just about finding the job. It's about navigating the workplace successfully.
Yeah, absolutely.
IMA can help with everything from job interviews to team dynamics to communicating with colleagues and supervisors.
Let's talk about job interviews for a second.
Okay.
For many autistic individuals, that can be like a very stressful experience.
Right.
You know, they might struggle with things like making eye contact, picking up on social cues, or even like engaging in small talk.
It's true. And traditional interview advice often doesn't take those challenges into account.
So how can IMA help with that?
Well, imagine an autistic individual who is a high blue.
Okay.
They're naturally empathetic and relationship oriented, but they might not excel at, you know, the kind of self-promotion that's often expected in a job interview.
Right. They might focus more on building rapport.
Exactly.
And making that genuine connection rather than highlighting their achievement.
Exactly. But if they understand that the interviewer is, say, a high red who values directness and results, they can then tailor their approach accordingly.
Right.
They can really emphasize their accomplishments
and
present themselves in a way that resonates with that interviewer's communication style.
So it's about kind of meeting the interviewer halfway.
Yeah.
Understanding their expectations and adapting your communication to make that connection.
Exactly.
That's such a valuable skill, I think, for anyone.
Right.
But especially for those who might find traditional interview settings, you know, challenging.
Absolutely. And it's not just about interviews.
Okay.
Once you're in the job,
IMA
can really help you navigate the complex world of workplace dynamics.
Uh-huh.
Imagine a high green employee who needs clear instructions and a structured work environment.
Yeah.
If they're managed by a high yellow who's more spontaneous and improvisational.
My boy.
That can lead to misunderstandings and frustration.
It sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It could be. But with IMA.
Right.
Both the employee and the manager can understand those differences and adapt their communication styles.
Right.
The manager can learn to provide the high green employee with those clear expectations and that structure that they need. Okay. And the employee can learn to be more flexible and adaptable to the manager's style.
So it's really about creating a more harmonious and productive work environment where everyone feels respected and understood.
Yeah.
And that's really at the heart of what IMA is all about.
That's it.
Fostering understanding and creating a more inclusive world.
Precisely. And that's why it's so exciting to see the work that Ashley and Andy are doing at DISC.
Yeah.
They're not just helping students succeed academically.
Right.
They're equipping them with the tools that they need to navigate the world with confidence and achieve their full potential.
And that's a powerful message.
Right.
Not just for the autistic community, but for everyone.
Exactly.
You know, we all benefit from understanding each other better.
Yeah.
And creating a more, you know, inclusive and supportive world.
Absolutely.
Speaking of support, we've talked about the workplace and education.
Yeah.
But what about family dynamics?
Okay.
How can IMA help families with autistic members navigate those waters?
Yeah.
Family dynamics can be so complex.
Yeah.
Even more so when a family member is autistic.
It's true.
You know, it's easy to see how communication differences could lead to, you know, tension or misunderstandings.
It's really common. We've heard from so many families who said, you know, they feel like they're walking on eggshells.
Oh.
Not knowing how to best communicate. or how to avoid triggering meltdowns.
That sounds incredibly stressful, both for the individual with autism and for their family.
It can be really challenging.
Yeah.
But that's where IMA can really offer like a lifeline.
Okay.
One of the sources we looked at talked about a family where the parents were constantly clashing with their high blue autistic son.
Okay.
They were both high reds.
Mm-hmm.
Very direct, action-oriented.
Yeah.
And they just didn't understand why their son was so sensitive.
Right.
And emotionally reactive.
It sounds like a classic case of those communication styles.
Exactly.
Really being at odds.
The parents were actually inadvertently triggering the son's anxieties.
Oh, wow.
By approaching him in a way that felt harsh and insensitive to him.
I see.
It wasn't until they learned about IMA that they realized they needed to really adjust their approach to create a more supportive and emotionally safe environment for him.
So instead of saying like, just get over it or stop being so sensitive, they learned to approach him with more empathy and understanding.
They started using phrases like,
okay,
I understand that you're feeling overwhelmed right now.
Yeah.
Or let's take some time to calm down before we talk about this. And those small shifts in language made a huge difference in the son's ability to regulate his emotions and communicate his needs more effectively.
It's amazing how a little understanding can go such a long way.
It really can.
You know, it's not about, you know, coddling or spoiling.
No. Right.
It's about recognizing that individuals have different needs and responding to those needs in a way that's respectful and supportive.
And that's something that IMA helps families do really well. It gives them that framework to understand the differences and how to adapt their communication styles.
It sounds like a lot of the success stories that we've talked about today really revolve around this idea of adaptation.
Yeah.
It's not about expecting the autistic individual to conform to a neurotypical world.
Right.
It's about the world kind of adapting to better meet their needs.
That's a crucial point.
Yeah.
It's something that Andy and Ashley are very passionate about. They see IMA as a tool to create a more inclusive and supportive society where everyone can thrive regardless of neurodiversity.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's really inspiring to see people like them championing this cause and making a real difference in the lives of autistic individuals and their families.
It is. It really comes back to that core idea of understanding and embracing differences.
Absolutely.
IMA gives us a language to talk about those differences in a way that's constructive and empowering.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one key takeaway you hope our listeners will walk away with?
I think it's important to remember that autism isn't a deficit.
Yeah.
It's a different way of experiencing the world.
Okay.
And with tools like IMA, we can bridge that gap between neurotypical and neurodivergent individuals and create a more understanding and inclusive world for everybody.
That's a beautiful message to end on.
Thanks.
And for those listening who want to learn more about IMA and maybe even explore their own communication style, they can visit the IMA website at imahigh.com.
It's a great resource.
Awesome. Well, a huge thank you to you for joining us today and sharing all these insights.
It's been my pleasure.
And to our listeners, thank you for being a part of this deep dive. We'll see you next time.